Saskatoon, University of Saskatchewan, USASK, researcher Dr. Corinne Schuster-Wallace, PhD, recommends observing Earth Day by making impactful changes as a consumer. It may seem like a simple answer, but the reason behind recognizing Earth Day is an important one. Because we only have one planet, said Dr. Corinne Schuster-Wallace, PhD, Executive Director of the Global Institute for Water Security, GIWS, and Associate Professor in the Department of Geography and Planning at the USASK College of Arts and Science. We live beyond the capacity of one planet, so it's important to remember that the environment gives so many services that we don't even think about, she added. As a water researcher, Schuster-Wallace mentioned how the environment impacts water. For example, wetlands purify and store water. Forests, acting as the lungs of the planet, also slow down rainfall before the soil absorbs it and before it reaches streams, lakes and rivers, reducing flooding. This year's theme for Earth Day on April 22 is Planet versus Plastics. An increasingly concerning issue is microplastics found in the environment and water sources. Microplastics are microscopic pieces of plastic, from fractions of a millimeter to 5 millimeters in size. They are a result of larger plastic pieces wearing down. One of the major issues with plastics is that they do not completely break down or decompose. It's a new challenge in drinking water treatment, wastewater treatment, and of course, in terms of consumption of plastic, Schuster-Wallace said. She added that while there are ongoing research studies, the long-term impacts on people, animals and the environment are not yet completely known. We're using microplastics in everyday uses that we wouldn't necessarily think about, she said. Some everyday uses include shower and bath products such as scrubs containing beads made of plastic. Microplastics aren't limited to external use products, and can be found in consumable products such as tea bags, according to an article published in the International Journal of Surgery in March 2023. Intentionally reducing plastic consumption and waste is an impactful choice, Schuster-Wallace said. As an individual, there are some practices that can be implemented to reduce your plastic footprint that is beneficial from a water conservation perspective. Reusable water bottles, reusable straws, shorter showers, low-flow showerheads. There are ways that we can reduce our footprint, Schuster-Wallace said. For example, a kilogram of red meat takes 15,000 liters of water to produce. Changes to plastic consumption can happen on an individual level, as well as on a wider scale. As people begin to rethink their plastic consumption habits and lifestyles, it can lead to changes in policies and regulations, Schuster-Wallace said. It's the whole way that we do things, she said. We've seen single-use plastic bags in grocery stores stop. Now it's paper or reusable bags. Consumers have a lot of power in certain sectors, she added. As individuals observe Earth Day, it's also an opportunity to appreciate the environment as it is. Schuster-Wallace encourages everyone to take a moment to explore local parks, hiking trails, and other outdoor spaces. Explore places where we can appreciate the Earth, and recognize and benefit from some of the ecosystem services around us. Submitted by USASK Media Relations.